Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As night falls across Israel, temperatures are mild, with clear skies expected in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a calm evening, perfect for those stepping out for a late night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, Israel expresses hesitation over President Donald Trump's plan as a senior Fatah official accuses Prime Minister Netanyahu of attempting to sabotage the end of the conflict. This is according to Israel Hayom from 5 hours ago. Also, in a surprising turn, Walla reports from 4 hours ago that President Trump is still seeking a strategy against Iran after retracting from a planned strike last night. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports just in, an earthquake with a magnitude of 5.9 shook wide areas in the south, with the epicenter near Cairo. Separately, earlier today, Ynet reports continued Israeli strikes on Gaza, as discussions over a proposed ceasefire remain unresolved. Palestinian officials report 18 casualties. And finally, from earlier today, I-24 News highlights a division among Gulf states regarding Iranian retaliation while considering a deal involving the Strait of Hormuz. Here's what people are saying online. Honest Reporting, a media watchdog, posted just minutes ago that nearly 60,000 people have supported a petition to exclude Mayor Zohan Mamdani from the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 memorial. Citing his controversial political stance, Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, noted 42 minutes ago that the earthquake felt across Israel had an estimated magnitude of 5.7. Aaron David Miller, a Middle East analyst, commented 46 minutes ago on the blame placed on the Trump administration for strategic missteps, emphasizing Iran's focus on controlling the Strait of Hormuz. Now for more on those stories. Starting with concerns over President Trump's plan, Israel Hayom reports that the Israeli government is worried about the potential consequences of Trump's strategy. A senior Fatah official accuses Netanyahu of undermining efforts to end the conflict. This hesitation could influence ongoing diplomatic negotiations. Turning to the situation with Iran, Walla explains that Trump's decision to pull back from a military strike has left Israeli officials puzzled. This marks the second time in 2 weeks that a planned action was called off. The uncertainty adds tension to the already fragile regional stability. Meanwhile, an earthquake with a magnitude of 5.9 rattled the south of Israel earlier today, according to Israel Hayom. The tremor's epicenter was near Cairo, but it was felt across the region. No immediate reports of damage or casualties have been noted, but it serves as a reminder of the region's seismic activity. In Gaza, Ynet reports Israeli airstrikes continue as the proposed ceasefire conditions remain contentious. Israel insists that Hamas must disarm before any withdrawal. This ongoing conflict impacts civilians on both sides, prolonging suffering and instability. Finally, I-24 News highlights the split among Gulf states over Iranian actions. As discussions about a Hormuz deal proceed, regional alliances are tested. This development could affect future diplomatic and trade relations in the Middle East. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that in marketing trends, early hires often set the tone for future strategies, highlighting the importance of initial recruitment decisions in shaping company directions. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that parents remain concerned about Prinok products after a mother reportedly found an unusual lump in a baby puree. This follows previous scares involving contaminated products. And finally, Globes reveals that the Israeli company GroundCover has successfully raised $10 to $0 million in funding, with market sources valuing the company at around $500 million. This reflects strong investor confidence in the tech sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe, This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.